oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Just a couple more days left in 2011. If you had a rough year, just think it's behind you. It's behind you. It's gone. That's the good news. Heading into 2012, it's a brand new day, a new slate. Wonder what's going to happen this year. There's some intriguing things on the horizon politically because 2012, of course, we could have a changing of the guard. Depending on how people vote across America, there's talk of even a third party. There's talk of a new ticket on the ballot. Republicans are starting next week with the Iowa caucus and then New Hampshire and South Carolina after that. The Supreme Court has a couple of things they're looking at in 2012, including something that affects every single one of us, the individual mandate. Whether or not you're going to be forced to get health care coverage, even if you don't want it. You know, sometimes you fall on hard times and you take a risk because you just can't afford it. You got to pay the mortgage or something else because you have to keep the roof over everyone's head. So temporarily, you can't afford to shell out for health care in between jobs or for whatever reason. Well, you can't do that. You got to have health insurance if the individual mandate is held up and it's not declared unconstitutional by the Supremes. That's a big one that will come down probably sometime in the beginning of June, maybe the tail end of March. In the meantime, the politicians that want to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania are some of the people we're hoping to catch up with when we go to New Hampshire here on America Tonight. So to give you the real flavor of what's happening. Rick Perry was out on the road in Iowa talking about his background, and he actually had to suffer through some booze, while Michelle Bachmann talked about how strong her organization is and is saying, hey, don't count me out. Take a listen.
I'm a politician's son. My daddy was a county commissioner and signed a Defense of Marriage Act into law in our state. Some candidates.
Our campaign organization is very strong. We saw literally hundreds and thousands of people flipping and deciding that they were turning away from Ron Paul's candidacy and they were turning toward mine.
Wow, that's interesting, because Ron Paul is looking pretty good in Iowa. His numbers are high as far as the polling is concerned for the caucus. So is Romney's. And then behind them, Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, too. Rick Santorum actually is in third if you look at a lot of the polls. So what ultimately happens in the caucus and then what happens in the first couple of primaries, it's going to be fun to watch that. People must be interested, even if they're not going to vote for the Republican candidate, whoever it might be, because the ratings have been sky high for all of the debates. Think about it. Crazy amount of debates. Over 10 debates, and all of them did well, whether it was Fox, whether it was on NBC, Fox, CNN, whatever station, you know, pick a station, CNBC. People wanted to watch that version of a reality show, and I think it's because now, politically, we're all really forced into the situation to pay attention to what's happening because we realize how many of the clowns in Washington really control our fates with the power that is the federal government and how big it is. This is what you get. And that's why, in my case, I look for people who want a smaller federal government. I'm not saying none, but a smaller federal government. And somehow an answer to the incredible logjam, because the logjam has got to go. It's too much to sit here and keep throwing these Band-Aids on everything and to constantly have to say they can't make up their mind in Washington and will the government be shut down and what's going to happen at the 15th hour. I mean, I feel like a parrot. And I think the people in D.C. are doing more maneuvering than anything else. It's about getting reelected, and that thinking is got to change. So something has to change with the process, whatever it is, whether it's term limits all the way across the board, whether it's incentives tied to certain things. And here's the problem. The government bogs itself down with so much red tape. I was talking to someone the other day at the IRS. You're going to love this story. Somebody listening, you might work, might have a government job, and you might know this if you've had to travel at all. And they in fact, get so bogged down in red tape that they used to be concerned about miles. Somebody, you'd have to book a trip, and they'd pay for it and all that stuff. And you have a per diem and all that. And they wanted the miles, but they couldn't handle the miles because they couldn't figure out the miles. So everybody in the government, when they're taking these trips, they get to keep their own miles. I mean, we're paying for the flights, but they get to keep the miles because they couldn't figure out a system, at least in the IRS, of what to do with the miles, how to work it, where they got all the miles and were able to use tickets for that. So I guess to the benefit of the people who work for them, but not to the benefit of probably what would be saving maybe a few bucks based on how many miles were used over the course of a year and how many different departments. Crazy, isn't it? Each and every show, unfortunately, we're usually talking about the wickedness of Mother Nature, whether it's hailstorms, whether it's floods, whether it's fire in the wind that ensued that made it worse, whether it's tropical storms, you get the drift, whatever it is. And it's been a rough year, 2011, for that. FEMA's drained. We certainly were aware of it. But also for horrendous accidents. And in Louisiana, there was a terrible accident. A couple of people were killed, and 40 people were caught in the middle of this. This is what the tow driver had to say.
It's indescribable. I've been doing this 30 years, and I've never seen an accident with this amount of vehicles. It was a fog and a smoke.
Ooh, when you hear a tow truck driver say that, I've never seen anything like this. So two dead, 59 hurt in a 40 car pileup or more for 10 hours. It tied up Interstate 10 in eastern New Orleans. Just terrible what ensued. And the tow trucks had trouble even getting to all the cars because they had to pull it all, together, and it just closed down the interstate. And, you know, it's interesting. I was on that piece of highway about a year ago, and I can just imagine how tricky that was to navigate. You know how you can picture a road because you've been down it and you think, oh, and you hear about the accident, and immediately it clicked with me when I heard it. Even a firefighter was hurt trying to pull some people out of cars, and they say the driver of a pickup truck, one of the people dead were the driver of a pickup truck and a passenger in another pickup. And it was a very busy area, limited visibility, and that's probably the reason why, as the tow truck driver said, fog and smoke, you know. Fog, smoke, and when you have those whiteouts with the snow, that's when you just want to stay off the highways if you can. All right, our cheap movie review coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Tonight. Okay, so the cheap movie review consists of three very different movies. And the movies are, you might be going to see them. The Iron Lady, played by Meryl Streep, who does Margaret Thatcher. Darkest Hour and War Horse, which is getting a lot of buzz. We start first with The Iron Lady. Take a listen.
I will never be one of those women who stay silent on the arm of her husband. One's life must matter, Dennis.
That's why I want to marry you, my dear.
Mrs. Thatcher, one simply has to make you look and sound like the leader that you could be.
No matter how I've tried, I know I will never be truly one of them. Someone must say the unsayable.
Methinks the lady doth screech too loud.
If you want to change this party, lead it.
Watch your thoughts, for they become words.
If you want to change the country, lead it.
Watch your words, for they become actions.
This is the age. Steady the pups, old girl.
Watch your actions, for they become your character.
Prime Minister?
Show respect, how is it?
And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny.
And it's my duty.
The ambition that's got me this far, ambition. And the rest of us, me, the children, we can all go to hell.
The Falkland Islands belong to Britain.
and I want them back.
With all due respect, when one has been to war...
With all due respect, sir, I have done battle every single day of my life.
She hates the most hated government this country has known.
This is the best you can do. I have better to do your job as well as everyone else's.
Best be careful not to test one's colleagues. Loyalty too far.
Our party and our country need a new leader.
The rules make it possible to depose a sitting prime minister.
You're in town now. Just one window.
Your problem is that you haven't got the courage for this fight. Gentlemen, shall we join the ladies?
All right, so you get it. Thatcher, the first and only female prime minister of the United Kingdom. It's just a question of, would you want to relive the Thatcher years in a theater, Meryl Streep playing her? What's interesting is the Weinstein Company is out there really pumping it to right-wing television shows and whatnot, thinking that a lot of Republicans or conservatives will want to go and see it, and it's not the usual audience for some of the movies that they've done in the past. But I don't think it's about that. I think it's just whether or not you want to see the Thatcher history played out and you want to see Meryl Streep in that role. I think it has a chance to do pretty good at the box office. So The Iron Lady. We move from that to something completely different called Darkest Hour.
Welcome to Moscow.
Look at this place.
One, two,
three. Eliminate. Scusate, scusate.
I've seen anything.
Human casualties are massive. It's impossible to make visual contact.
They're
absorbing all our power supplies.
This wasn't just Moscow. New York, London, Paris, Tokyo, all reported invisible invaders.
They came here with a plan.
Can see us, but we can't see them.
What do they want?
Energy, electricity.
Oh my god.
Get inside!
The way it lit up that cop car. Electricity gives it away. Warning devices.
All right, did you get the idea of what the Darkest Hour is about? Our worst nightmare. You're out with your buddies, you're stranded in Moscow, you're trying to survive, and there's a devastating alien attack at the same time. How will you survive this? Oh my, oh my. Hopefully those friends are good friends, and they're going to help you out of this nightmare. And it really would be a nightmare, wouldn't it? So we move from The Darkest Hour, which got some pretty good reviews, by the way, to the movie a lot of people are talking about. It's called War Horse.
Thank you.
It's a horse they find wandering about in no man's land.
What kind of an horse?
A miraculous kind of an horse, be my guess.
Right, War Horse is exactly what you heard there that you could probably gather talking about World War One. It's about a boy and a horse. They're separated, but they are intertwined over the course of World War Two. Their lives are intertwined again. It's an action-adventure war drama flick. Steven Spielberg is the director of this movie, and there are some familiar faces that you probably recognize in it, like Emily Watson and Jeremy Irvine. You're saying, who? Their faces that you'll recognize, those character actors. Anyway, it's gotten huge reviews. It's up for Picture of the Year and that kind of stuff, for Gold Globes, for whatever that's worth. But I think it'll do very well at the box office. In fact, it's been out since Christmas Day. It opens in wide release in the next couple of days. If you go to the movies, have fun, enjoy, my friends. Coming up, a couple of great interviews for you here on America Tonight.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
I think you're going to really enjoy this next segment, all of you listening here across America. I'll tell you what, do you have any Krabby Patties in your life? Are you a Krabby Patty? It's time to really wake up and smell the roses. So I thought it'd be fun, since we're segging into a new year, to talk to Monique Alvarez. She's written a book called Celebrate Life 365 Ways. What's very cool about this woman, who is in our virtual green room right now, is that she has experienced life really to the fullest, I would say, in 16 countries. How could you not if you've been to 16 countries? It's like my fantasy watching HGTV, House Hunters International. So we're going to bring her in to get some tips on what we can do to really view the world in a different way. And many of you listening, you know who you are. It's really tough because we're taking a pounding economically. We're seeing the frustrations that many of you express by what's happening in Washington. So sometimes, and I say this, sometimes you just got to get away. You got to really step back and take a look at what's going on and try to find those moments where you can catch your breath and realize, hey, I'm alive. Monique, thanks so much for coming on America tonight. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, Kate.
So let's start off with this. 16 countries. Name the countries. What countries have you been to?
Wow, I should have wrote them down, huh? So we'll start off with Burma. That was the first country I ever went to overseas. I went to Albania, Kenya, Mexico. I've been to England, Germany, France, Switzerland, Austria, Egypt. That
wow.
gives you a preview, at least.
Yeah, no kidding. So with all those countries that you've been to, did you find there was a common thread among any of the people, although the languages were different?
There's definitely a common thread. And what I learned is no matter what country I go to, what language they speak, what the culture's like, what the food's like, love is a language that's it translates everywhere. And that helped me tremendously because everyone can understand love.
So you think that's part of the, because I have a theory. It's like when people tell me, since I grew up in the Northeast, but I've lived all over the place, Monique, that people will tell me, geez, you don't seem like you're from the Northeast. You don't seem like you're from New York. And I think, well, why is that? Do you think New Yorkers are nasty? And I think the perception is because they're not, they're seeing people or they're running into people where they feel like they're not friendly. They're not smiling. And I think that's kind of part of what you're alluding to. When you go to these different countries, the idea of the love is the openness, you mean.
Yes. So open. Just so accepting. And that was my experience. Everywhere I went, I didn't know anyone. I was a perfect stranger. I didn't have a whole welcoming committee waiting for me there. So I learned how open people can be and how everyone, we have more in common than not. We're human beings. We feel sadness. We feel joy. We feel love. And when we recognize in each other those qualities, it helps us to be open and to embrace new people, new experiences.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with that. So how do people stop taking themselves too serious and their life too seriously?
I really feel that it starts with deliberately deciding that we want to feel good. Because when we move from being reactive to proactive, and when we move from being unconscious to conscious, because sometimes we don't even realize how down in the dumps and gray we've become, then we can focus on the things that make us feel good. We can focus on what is going right. One of my favorite things to do is start the day by just saying, no matter what this day brings, I am committed to doing at least one thing that will remind me that life is beautiful.
Ooh, and so that's great. So you get up and you say that to yourself. So what do you do? Like, give us some examples of what you do, because that's what people will say. Well, what do you do? What does that mean? Life is beautiful. What is it that you do? Do you look at pretty flowers? Do you, what do you do? What do you look at? Great pictures, pictures of your trip. What are some of the things that you would do?
That's a great question, Kate, because that's what people really need, is the practical tips where the rubber meets the road. And sometimes it's as simple as just opening the blinds and watching the sun come up. Other times, I will stop and sit and watch the hummingbirds that come to our plants. Other times, it's going out for a 10-minute walk before I start the day and just breathing, just relaxing, not thinking about what's next, just taking in that moment. You can go on a walk with your pet. You can have a wonderful cup of rose tea. There's so many things. And I think one of the biggest things is, too, is if we say, I'm going to make someone else's day today, maybe that's smiling at them, helping them out with something, you know, calling an old friend. When you make dinner, go share some with the neighbors. That also makes us feel good.
Yeah, I agree with that. Who do you think is a harder time with this, men or women?
You know, I feel it's both, because I think that everyone can get caught up. It's easy. It's kind of a default. That's why I mentioned it's definitely about becoming conscious, being aware of what am I doing? Am I forgetting these things? Am I just going about my day and really getting caught up on things that won't matter in 5 years? Because it's easy to do.
Boy, that's so true. And does that go along with sometimes people have trouble, as you say, conscious, sometimes people have trouble living in the now. So is it living more in the now, being more present-centered?
Yes. That's one of my favorite words, because I often say, now is all we have. There are no guarantees in life. We don't have yesterday. We don't have tomorrow. Now is all we have, and we only have power in the present. I can't do anything about yesterday. I don't know for sure even what's going to happen tomorrow, so how can I try to put my arms around it and control it? So right now is where our power is. It's where our joy is. It's where everything happens.
But, Monique, I'm still waiting till I win the lottery. Then everything's going to be great.
Yes. You know what I found? Is that if we're not happy with where things are, how everything is right now, the vacation, the lottery, the new love, the new job, the bigger house, all these things, they can't fill that void, because I have to get happy with me. I have to learn who I am and what my mission here is. And then the rest of it it comes and it goes, but nothing can shake that when you're happy with yourself.
Yeah, so true. Hey, you gave us some tips about thinking about what is beautiful in life, that kind of thing, opening the blinds even, whatever it is. But where does somebody start? Now, I know there's some guys out there listening in Michigan and Illinois and Connecticut and New York that are saying, wow, Kate, what are you doing? How come we're not pounding someone to death about their politics? How come we're talking about this? So, because I think this would help anyone. I don't care if you're 60 years old, 30 years old, 25 years old. It's like you said, it's very easy, Monique, to get caught up in things. I've met brilliant men who have fallen off the ladder, fallen off the cliff, and had to climb back up again because they thought they had everything, and some curveball happened, and they weren't paying attention to anything around them. So I think that's why I asked you the question about men and women. It applies to all genders, and that's exactly what you're saying. So how does someone take that first step when they're listening to this, and they're a little more cynical, and they're saying, oh, that's ridiculous?
Well, the first step, it's not necessarily a fun or an easy step, Kate, but the first step is to look at our lives, because our lives don't lie. We have so many people that are on antidepressants. We need something to go to sleep. We need something to wake us up. We have to have our 3 energy drinks and our coffees, and we do all of these things. And what it's telling us is what's not lined up right. What's out of balance? So we have to take a good, hard look at our lives and say, going about life this way, it's not really working for me. I'm losing my health. I'm losing my joy. My relationships are suffering. My business is suffering. My job is suffering. My children are suffering. The neighbors are suffering. Because that's the thing that we forget, is that we are all so connected. Mm-hmm. It's not just about my life. And if I'm going in a good direction or a bad direction, it's that ripple effect. So the first step is we have to look at it. Is this really giving me what I want? Am I as happy as I want to be? And am I setting a good example? Because whether it's for our own children or the people that observe us every single day, it's so important that we're living it out and we're making ourselves a living example.
Yeah. So it's attachment also to things and jobs and titles, right?
Oh, yes. That has become such a huge part of our society, our culture. We have got to the place where we truly believe that we are our house, we are our car, we are our position, our job, who we're married to, you name it. It has become what defines us. And that's a dangerous place to be because, as we all know, those things can change very quickly.
Yeah.
And I often tell people my own personal experience with this. When my husband and I started our business a few years ago, there were many days I would look at the bank account and it would have a negative balance. And it would just tear me up inside. And I could feel myself spiraling down. And then one day I looked at that number and I said, that's just a number. That's not who I am. It doesn't define who I am. I'm still here. I can still see. I can still smell. I can still love. I can still do lots of things. And we have to get to the place that we say, all this stuff that we work so hard for, it's not me. I have value outside of this.
It's just stuff.
It's just stuff.
Yeah. And if you focus too much on the negative, then that's what I think sometimes life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's like what you're saying. If you focus too much on the negative, that's what you attract.
Absolutely. You're going to attract it. And then that's what your default is set for. So if I walk into a room and I say, I'm going to look for every red thing in this room, I'm going to see red things all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with our outlook on life.
Yep.
We got to look every day for the good.
Yep, absolutely. Perfect way to end this. Pick up a book, Monique Alvarez, author of the new book, Celebrate Life, 365 Ways. Terrific attitude. Pick up the book, Change Your Life in 2012. Thanks, Monique.
Warning.
The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big news today that we're going to be talking about here in America tonight. Eight young men were going to face Jerry Sandusky, that Penn State coach who's being charged with over 50 counts of child sexual abuse and molestation in some form. And it was a preliminary hearing. Instead, they opt out of that. So a lot of people are talking about, boom, they wanted to go to trial. What does that mean? And bravo to the men that were there, that were waiting in the wings and were ready to do that after they had gone through the whole grand jury process. Joining us now here on America Tonight to add to this discussion, abuse counselor Shalane Mack. She's the author of a book called Convinced as well. She talks about her own story about being victimized by sexual abuse and going through that whole healing process. I'm sure much like what's probably happening to some of these men right now who have to relive those stories. They just did, and they almost had to do it again on the witness stand, but they will because it'll go to trial. And an interesting development, I think, in that case. Shalane, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
I am so happy to be here, Kate. I am so thankful to even have the opportunity to talk about healing of these who have been victimized.
Yeah. How tough is it, do you think, for, and as you know personally from personal experience and now also trying to help people, how tough could it have been for, first of all, for the young men to come forward to tell the stories, especially when you have a storied university like Penn State and a coach who was popular until all this started to unfold? How tough do you think was that for them to confront what happened to them in the past?
Exceedingly difficult. remember that we're going to call them alleged victims until all things are proven. So I'm going to speak in general about victims in this way. It would be terribly difficult because especially if done the way those who have been victimized are claiming, it was about relationship. He befriended. He was a trusted person. And to have a trusted person of such, you know, public, really upstanding character to say anything against that person is just so, it takes enormous courage to speak out the truth. And even if it isn't someone of such public profile, it takes enormous courage for anyone who has been abused in this way to speak out.
Yeah. But confronting the person, is this a big step in healing? Is this a big step in helping the person become, I'll just say, whole again? Does that help?
Absolutely. One of the things I would love to just direct all of your fabulous listeners to is the website. It's transformedbygrace.org. And on there, I have put together what I call major therapeutic choices for healing. And I use the acronym TALLER, Katie, to just kind of walk people through. But that very first one is all about tell someone. So absolutely, it's one of the major therapeutic choices, one of the absolutely necessary steps you've got to tell someone that is trusted.
Yeah. How tough is it, you know, and you go through that process, and that's a big step, but the victims have to feel, and this is what I've heard from other people, that there's anger, they're bitter, they feel terrible shame, even though people will say to them over and over, counselors like yourself, it is not you, it's not your fault, because there's this blame thing. I mean, how hard is it for someone to trust factor to try to get back to trust has to be tough.
Oh, it is, and that's why I can just bring in my own personal story that, and again, I just want the listeners to understand, because you know in your audience, Katie, that there are people who have been abused in this way.
Yeah.
There's so many people who have been abused in this way that, but with my own story, the whole self-image, those people that I work with just so utterly destroyed. The very first rape I experienced by my dad, I was only between 3 and 4 years old.
Huh.
And this sexual abuse went on my entire life. It was just a horrendous and ugly place. And yes, it is very difficult to break free. The ability to trust any kind of intimate or love relationship is just very, very warped in those, especially children who have been sexually abused, emotionally, physically abused. It's very warped. The blaming, if I was a better girl or a better boy, that, you know, it wouldn't happen. Or then it becomes the sense of I am just really worthless and nobody's going to want me.
Mm. What was the breakthrough moment for you after living through that for so long?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the very first breakthrough moment came, and thank you so much for even asking. I'm going to direct people, please get the book Convinced. This isn't about just selling books. This is about offering stages of healing. It really, really is. That tells my own personal story. But my very earliest breakthrough moment, believe it or not, I was only 7 years old. My parents, they had 5 children in less than 5 years. And even in the happiest, most functional family, if you have 5 children in less than 5 years, you deserve a week off from your kids.
Yeah.
And they sent us to a camp. And honestly, they did not care what kind of camp it was. But it was at that camp, and I am going to share, you ask, it was a faith-based camp. It was a Christian camp. And it was there that I understood that though I was feeling so horribly unloved, and by that time already beaten so many times, already sexually abused so many times, just even by the little age of 7, I still desperately wanted love. And it was at that camp that there really was a breakthrough moment, that even though I was treated in unlovely, dishonorable ways, there really is a God that loved me. So that was a first breakthrough moment. Jump ahead 5 years. By age 12, you get to be very, very old when you grow up like this. Very old, very quickly. By 12, I was at the point of ready to commit suicide. And when I made that decision and just screaming out that night, I was taken back in memory all the way back to that seven-year-old time, reminding me, I am here, I do love you. And it was then within a number of months after that, that a family came into my life and just really intervened. And I never told them at that point about the abuse, but they knew something wasn't right. And this was way before the laws were on the book. I'm in my 50s. This is way before the books about reporting or anything mm-hmm. was on the books. And they just loved on me. And it was really steps of healing. And quite honestly, the book Convinced actually comes from a portion of scripture, Katie, that says, "For I am convinced," and it goes on and on through a whole list of things, but it ends up saying that nothing can separate me from the love of God. And that's where the title comes from, and my passion that I know that there is full healing. We who have been victimized, I want people who have been victimized to understand we do not, I don't even call myself a survivor. That's a lovely, and that's a beautiful term, right?
Right.
I consider myself more than a conqueror. Again, it's right within that scripture that I just, that I just shared. More than a conqueror. We're not meant to be the walking wounded. We're not meant to keep being in victimhood. And so that taller acronym that I talked to you, that I mentioned earlier, that's on our website, really walks through some of the very crucial steps. And part of it is letting go of your victimhood. It's not saying that it wasn't awful. As a matter of fact, you have to say how awful it is.
Right.
But that we don't have to let the people who mistreated us continue to take power over us as they did when we were powerless children.
Yeah. Well said. Absolutely. Last one, you know, and watching what happened with Penn State, people are questioning, geez, and of course with these allegations, how widespread do you think abuse is where it's still being covered up?
Yeah, it is still being covered up. It's being covered up in the homes. It's being covered up in public places. I will, one of the statistics that comes out of CDC is that one out of four girls before age 18 is at some point in some way sexually abused. One out of six boys. That those are outrageous statistics. Now, not that is obviously not based on full reporting, but this is absolutely by legitimate and well-based statistics. And I will tell you, I've been counseling since 1980, and I would say, yes, I would sadly have to agree with those statistics. So it is uncovered. I mean, it is under the surface somewhat. And yet one of the silver linings, Katie, about all of this blow up in the public, I am hoping that it will give people who have kept this dark secret, that it will give them the courage to say, no more. I'm not going to live with this quietly destroying me in some way, quietly having a hold on my life or keeping me from healthy relationships. I'm going to get free of this. So if that's, I'm praying and hoping that's one silver lining that's coming out, that it is receiving so much media attention.
I agree. So Elaine Mack, so forthright and definitely informative. Send everybody there. Go pick up Convinced. Go check out the website. And thanks so much for joining us.